Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Mr. Chancellor's father suddenly appeared and upset Lum and Abner by telling them that his son merely labored under the delusion that he was a famous writer. The Chancellor would never finish the play he had started about them, and furthermore, that the $10,000 check given them was worthless. Well, this left the old fellows in a fairly embarrassing spot, inasmuch as the mortgages, which Squire Skimp now holds on their houses, became due last night at 12. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store, trying to solve their knotty financial problem. Listen.
Well, Lum, the only thing I can see to do is to sell that diamond. We could get enough out of that to pay the mortgages on our house and the store both.
I can't do that, though, Abner. I got that diamond to give to Miss Emmeline for an engagement ring, and I, Granny, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do, Lum? The mortgages was up at 12 o'clock last night. Don't get by rights, we're homeless right now. Orphans. Little orphan Abner, little orphan Lum, little orphan Elizabeth.
Now, stop talking that away. I talked Squire out of foreclosing last night and giving us until this morning, so I think we ought to be able to figure something else out now.
I don't know what good that done, Lum. It's morning. We ain't got no more money than we had last night.
No, but it give us a place to sleep last night.
Well, tonight's the night I'm worried about. I told you we oughtn't to have mortgaged everything we got, Lum.
Well, I never figured we was in no danger. We had a $10,000 check to go on. I never had no way of knowing it weren't no good.
Yeah, well, we ought to have waited till the check got cleared before we went around being rich, so it looks to me like.
It's too late to worry about that now. Besides, it weren't my fault, exactly. It was Mr. Chancellor.
Yeah, that snake in the weeds. I'd love to get my hands on that varmint. Reckon where he's at now.
No telling. He must have got word that his papa was on his way out here, so he packed up and left.
Yeah, more likely he did find out, Lum, because recollect when he called you over there the other day, all he talked about was his papa.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. He did act sort of curious that day, nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose. He must have known right then his papa was on his trail.
Well, I wished his papa had come here a heap sooner before we spent all that money. I know good and well, Lum, this wouldn't happen to us if it hadn't have been for that dead blamed diamond.
Now, don't go blaming everything onto that diamond.
Well, look at all the trouble we've had since you bought the thing.
Just a coincidence is all.
Going to lose our home, going to lose our store. According to that curse, we might even lose our lives.
I still say it's just a coincidence. There ain't no curse.
Yeah, we better watch them coincidences, then. They're going to kill us, Lum.
Well, Abner, I'll admit we're having a run of bad luck right now, and it is curious that it's happening right now.
Oh, but wait a minute. There he comes. Old Simon's degree. Squire Skimp, old foreclosing Skimp. There he is.
Oh, him.
Here we go, out in the road. Oh, but I don't know how I'm ever going to break the news to Elizabeth. I just ain't got up enough nerve yet to tell her the place is mortgaged. Yeah, I reckon she'll figure it out for herself, though, when she finds herself sitting out there in the middle of the road on a cook stove.
Well, don't worry. She won't be out there, and neither will you.
Get me a mattress and go to Oklahoma, that'll fool them.
I'll talk Squire out of this some way or other. You watch how I handle it.
That I don't believe I can stand to watch. I believe I'll just go home and start packing right now.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic.
How?
So skeptical.
How?
Find out. Here he comes.
Yes, okay.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are my good friends this fine, beautiful, sunshiny day?
Pretty good, I reckon.
Yeah, he said it's nice weather for getting thawed out.
What's that, Abner? What'd you say?
He never said nothing, Squire. Won't you sit down and make yourself comfort?
Yes, thank you, Lum. I don't mind if I do. Yes.
Well, I reckon we may as well get right down to business and talk about them mortgages.
Oh, yes, the mortgages. Yes, it completely slipped my mind, Lum.
Well, I practically forgot about it, too.
Wish I could forget about it.
Yeah, I suppose you want to talk about that, what is it you call it? Foreclose, I believe it's called.
Yes, I believe that's the name that it goes by, Lum. Yes. What in the world's the matter with you fellas? That ain't a hard word to recollect.
Thanks, Your Honor. Well, Squire, it just so happens, what with one thing and another, that both me and Abner are a little short.
You look just as tall to me as you ever did, Lum.
I mean, finance speaking.
Broke?
Yeah.
Well, I see. Yes.
So, what we'd like to do, Squire, is get a little extension on them mortgages.
Why, yes, of course, Lum. I'd be glad to. Oh, by George, now, wait a minute. I just remembered something here. Those mortgages, unfortunately, are type 2X, I believe, Lum.
2X?
Yes, you know what that means, naturally.
Oh, sure.
That means they're non-extendable, Lum.
Oh.
See, Lum, on those short-term loans, we're forced to use the non-extendable mortgages. It's none of my doing, you know. I'd like to change that, but of course I'm powerless. Contract's a contract, you know. I signed that too, Lum. It's up to me to hold up my end of the deal and collect, you know.
Yeah, sure, I know that, but what in the world are we going to do?
Well, I don't know, Harley. I want to help the worst way, you know that. About the only thing that you can do now, I guess, Lum, is to get a new loan to pay off these mortgages. But in order to do that, why, you'd have to mortgage something else. You haven't got anything else to mortgage, I know of.
That's right. We done mortgaged the store at the bank.
Yes, you have. But I tell you now what I might do, Lum. Purely out of friendship, of course.
Naturally.
I might be able to take mortgages on your mortgages.
Yeah, that... Well, can you do that?
I believe under Section 2 of Code 7 it is permissible. That is, if it's handled right, you know. Of course, you understand, in order to do that, you'd have to pay up the interest on the old mortgages, though.
You do, huh?
Well, you can't mortgage a mortgage that's not clear, Lum.
I didn't think so.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you can get sold out twice, Squire?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, how much interest do we have to pay?
Well, let's not bother with them little details now. Let's just do it.
Well, now, the interest charges to date, including one day of default. Come, let me see. I put that down on slip. Yes, here it is, right here.
$137.49. $137.49. Well, how could it be that much already? We ain't had that thing.
Well, Lum, that's on a multiple accrual basis, you know. That's attached to the short-term loan. See, I'm helpless to change that, Lum.
Yes, well, Grannies, we ain't got that much money.
No, well, that is unfortunate. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Maybe I can make a concession here. I hate to see you lose your home, you know, there.
Yeah, I do, too.
Figure hard there, Squire.
Well, now, here, now, this might do it, just thinking here. Lum, why don't you just sign a note for the amount of the original non-extendable mortgages, and then I'll accept that, and then replace those with longer-term extendable-type mortgages.
Aye, Grannies, now you're talking, Squire. Yeah. Make out the note. I'll sign it personally.
You're fine, Brown. I got one right here in my briefcase, I believe. I generally carry one or two blanks with me here.
Well, good.
Let me look through here.
I know there was some way out of this.
And what about that $137 in there, Squire? Well, in view of your circumstances, I'm willing to waive that temporarily. That's a letter from a friend of mine in Santa Barbara. I can find that. Here's a blank right here, Lum, right here.
Did you say waive something, Squire? You can't waive it till you get it, and we ain't got it to give to you to waive or nothing else.
He means we won't have to pay it now. See, we're getting everything straightened out. It ain't costing us a cent. There you are, Squire, all signed. And I'm sure much obliged to you.
Well, that's all right, Lum. I'm just happy to be of some service to you.
Practical, saved our lives. Is what you done.
Well, that's what a friend's for, you know, Lum. Friends stand by each other. Well, I'll see you later, man. So long.
Yeah, you bet. So long, Squire, old boy.
So long.
All right, Grannies, now, how do you feel, Edgar?
I don't know.
Did you notice how I handled that? I told you you wouldn't lose your home.
Oh, doggy, that is a really. I didn't think we'd have that much good luck with that diamond around here.
Well, I told you all along that diamond... Well, for pity's sakes, look at Grandpap rushing over this way.
Huh? What, Lomi, he ain't moved that fast in 20 years. Look at him.
Hey, I've been robbed. Tellers have been robbed.
Robbed?
Yes, sir.
What'd they take, Grandpa?
Well, as near as we can figure out, why, nothing.
Well, nothing? Well, how do you know you've been robbed?
Oh, of course, when me and Charity come home from visiting last night, somebody had been through everything we got.
drawers all pulled out and gone through, her belongings strode all over the house, rugs peeled back. I tell you, it'd been ransacked from one end to the other.
Oh, my.
Well, who do you think done it?
I don't know. Listen, it was that varmint that come in the store here last week and accused me of having that Coonland diamond.
Uh-oh. What makes you think that?
Because I found this note laying on the dining room table. Look here. Yeah, what? No, what is it, Grandpa?
Let me see that.
What is it, Long?
It says, we know it is in your possession. Relinquish it now before death overtakes you.